I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
What a surprise. Greetings, the automatically deleted husband, and let's talk real quick, much shorter than yesterday, about censorship and celebration. Over the last several days, I've sent some postcards to Jim Cross, for example, and I did mention in my modern day slavery videos, I ask, what if that is your daughter? That's the closing line, which again was repeated in the trailers of The Sound of Freedom. Closing line of my modern day slavery repeated in The Sound of Freedom. Okay. The Sound of Freedom movie released yesterday asked the same question. Is that your daughter? That was the question to Jim Cross. Reconciliation remains on the table, to close my, because in a very real sense it is. What they talk about in The Sound of Freedom is, I would say, very much akin to what Jim Cross is doing with my wife. I did then go to Render Keynes and Chris Bitterman and said, you know, Sound of Freedom, Wag the Dog, you were mentioned yesterday, because I mentioned them. But then, you know, I did write to my wife, Sound of Freedom, Wag the Dog, coincidence or intent? I'm censored by Google. I'm censored by my wife. I love you. I love you. I love you. Your man, my normal clothes. You know, because she is censored. Because when I get the cards back, well, this particular one here was actually sent to her and returned. And so I anticipate that one will be coming back shortly. Going to her, she could send them back. But, you know, for example, when I sent a card then to Erica Lee, I said, Google has been censoring me. Just like Tim Mills and your mom. Consider ShofarLeaks.com and the videos Sound of Freedom, Wag the Dog, Coincidence or Intent. I informed Eric Lee about this stuff. And because at least it gets to her. Whether or not Brent sees it, Leo sees it, I have no idea. You know, they're just family, but what I know about my own family. But then, yesterday I sent my card to Susanna. Wrote, my guess is you still do not have the 5K medal or know about the Big Frog hike due to illegal censorship, but you are still loved by your dad. So, you know, I sent her that medal from the 5K race I was in, which is interesting because of my celebration here. I did try to let her know about my recent hike to the top of Big Frog, where I did shout, you know, Dorothy Jane, I love you, because in spite of her, I love her. But then I sent a card today. Well, okay, the thing about the censorship, just that my assumption is, I'll get the card. Erica Lee's card will probably be ignored, but she'll get it. Susanna's card will probably come back to me, as will probably the card to Dorothy Jane. Sending that card back from Susanna, that's against the law. But, you know, what does it matter, right? There's a higher authority. We talked about that yesterday. Anyway, but that's in disobedience to that higher authority. But anyway. But then, of course, Google censors me. You know, I've demonstrated this with several times when I've put a comment on there and I am censored, because I did try, in one case, I did try some other ways to see if I can actually get something on not being using the ShofarLeaks account. And yes, I can. So, but anyway, I wrote another card today. And this one was a celebration. And I anticipate it'll arrive tomorrow, next day, whatever. Because it's just going down the street, a little up down the street. Actually, even walked by the house it's going to today. As I went to the farmer's market, I sent my card to Miss Lillian. I wrote to her, "It is my joy and honor to have a friend who is a national champion." I wanted to write a joy, but it looks like what a J. Oh, well. Anyway. But, you know, the image I have today, she in the National Seniors Games 2023 in Pennsylvania. She is a participant, and I've seen, you know, so I gave you a picture of one of the races that she was in. And, you know, so it, I found that great to see that. So with all the frustration of my family, the censorship and whatnot, to see someone, and it's not a stranger, someone I celebrate time with, someone who is really celebrated with me. So, Miss Lillian, for example, in the 200-meter dash that happened today, in the 90 to 94 category, she was the oldest. three of them apparently did not, they were registered, but there's nothing on there. So apparently they did not run. But two people did. Miss Lillian, the 94-year-old, only made second place. But there's a silver medal! so I know a national champion, the silver medalist of the 200-meter dash. What a joy! The interesting irony is that she apparently has been, in several other races I've checked, beaten out by another woman who's only 90, a young lady. And she's beating Miss Lillian. So it looks like she may not be coming back with any golds. Maybe still a possibility, who knows. But the time difference is noticeable. So so Miss Lillian is somebody I see. Literally walked by her house today and so forth. The winner, the gold medalist, is from North Carolina. And the thing that really gets to me, her name's Dorothy. I know a Dorothy Jane, that I love intensely. I get far more love from Miss Lillian than my own wife. That hurts. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.